1227 Eureka Street off Waco Street in Northeast Bryan. It is off Martin Luther King. It was a single-wide mobile home. Started in the back of the mobile home. Right now, it's suspicious origin. We're running down a whole bunch of leads and working through the structure a little more to try to determine exact point of origin. But there's a lot of suspicion to the fire itself. There's a very short time frame right after all the occupants left, and the thing became fully involved very quickly. It was put out. We had one firefighter, the floor gave way on him, and he received second-degree burns to his foot. He was treated and released from the hospital. It did start to melt some vinyl siding on 1229 Eureka. We ended up looking at that structure because of its dilapidated condition, and the building services chief building official and us determined it to be unsafe for occupancy. Other arrangements were made for the elderly lady that was living there by the family for her to live somewhere else, and a power was cut to it, and it's going to Building Standards Commission and probably will be demolished. It was a very unsafe structure. Multiple building issues with it, building, plumbing, electrical. It was a very, very dilapidated structure.
Well, let's go back to 1227. Anything known about who called it in? And you made the reference to the occupants leaving, and then that's when the fire was reported?
Right. And I'd have to look back in the notes, which I don't have with me, to determine who was the RP on the call, but I believe it was a neighbor, possibly a neighbor across the street, who first saw smoke, and the occupant had gone to a doctor's appointment. She was notified by a relative and returned to the home shortly thereafter.
And is this structure going to be declared a total loss?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Still no point of origin yet?
We have area of origin in the back, in the rear bedroom area of the house, but we have not determined yet the exact point of origin and possible, if there is a possible possibility of a multiple points of origin. There's still some work to do at the site to determine that. We did find signs of and confirm with some of the reports we're getting that there's possibility of forced entry into this home. She had locked up when she left, and we have reports that the door was open at the time that it was seen by the RP. So we are looking at a possible burglary as well.
It was just occupied by the one person?
It was occupied by two people, but one person is in Houston right now.